Nancy B. Reynolds, the eighth child and fourth daughter to Henry Reynolds and Mary Brown, was born on October 12, 1840 in Bedford County, Tennessee. Nancy married Albert Gallatin Brown in Jackson County, Alabama on December 26, 1866. Albert, the son of John A. Brown, was born on April 27, 1842 in Jackson County, Alabama. Nancy and Albert had, I believe, six children. John H. Doc Brown, born in 1867 in Alabama. David Lee Brown, born in December 1869 in Alabama and made his home in Maud, Texas. A. G. Gus Brown, born in 1972. Arthur Gallatin Art Brown. Jess G. Brown, born in Titus County on December 3, 1876, married a lady by the name of Lizzie E., and died on June 30, 1958. And Willie Brown, who was born on November 15, 1877 and died on August 13, 1878. Willie is buried near his parents in the Concord Cemetery, located in Morris County, Texas. Their son, David Lee, married Frances Taylor and had seven known children: Andrew A. Andy Brown, who was born on March 30, 1895 in Maud, Texas. Andy married Ollie Mae Spivey on December 21, 1926 in Nakona, Montague County, Texas. Ollie was born in 1905 in Montague County. Andy and Ollie had at least one daughter, Melba, who married a Reagan prior to Andy's death in Nakona on October 20, 1980 and Ollie Mae's on December 12, 1987. Both Andy and Ollie are buried in the Nakona Cemetery. David Lee and Frances Taylor next had a daughter, Margie, who married a Barrington and lived in Throckmorton; Joan L., who married a Satterfield and lived in Hereford; Aline, who married a MacDonald and lived in Maud; a son, Charlie, who lived in Dallas; Clyde, who lived in Maud; and Stanley, who lived in El Paso. Nancy B. and Albert G.'s next son was Arthur Gallatin Brown, who married Flora Sybil Reynolds, the daughter of Arthur Campbell Reynolds. Nancy B. Reynolds Brown died in Titus County, Texas on July 28, 1878, and is buried in the Concord Cemetery in Morris County, Texas. Albert G. Brown went on to marry two other women, the latter being Nancy Caroline Brown, who was the niece of Nancy B. Reynolds. Albert Gallatin Brown died on April 3, 1909 and is also buried in the Concord Cemetery next to his wife and son Willie. Hazel Johansson Chambliss, the great-granddaughter of Nancy B. Reynolds and Albert Gallatin Brown, has the following that she told me about her great-grandparents.
Albert Gallatin Brown was born on April 27, 1842, in Jackson County, Alabama, the fifth child of the John A. Brown family of North Carolina. He spent his young years in northern Alabama, but when the Civil War broke out, he became a Confederate volunteer and served several years in Company E of the 55th Alabama Infantry Regiment under Colonel John Snodgrass in Buford's Brigade and Loring's Division, General Polk's Corps of General Joe Johnston's Army. Another time he wore the gray uniform in Company B of the 27th Alabama Regiment. According to military records, he was recognized as a faithful and gallant soldier and fought in several major battles, including the famous one at Peachtree Creek near Atlanta, Georgia, where he was wounded on July 20, 1864. He served until the South's surrender, and he was honorably discharged. Back home in Alabama, he took as his bride Nancy B. Reynolds, the eighth child of Henry and Mary Brown Reynolds and the granddaughter of William and Jane Milliken Reynolds of Tennessee and Virginia. Nancy was born in Bedford County, Tennessee, on October 12, 1840, and had moved with her family to Jackson County, Alabama. She and Albert were married on December 26, 1866. Their first child, John H. Doc Brown, was born in 1867. Another son, David Lee, followed in 1869. About this time the family pulled up stakes and moved to Titus County, Texas, where four more sons were born to the couple. First came A.G. Gus Brown in 1872, followed by Arthur Gallatin Art Brown in 1874, Jess G. Brown in 1876, and Willie in 1877. Unfortunately, Willie lived less than 1 year, dying on August 13, 1878, outliving his mother less than a month. Nancy B. Reynolds Brown died on July 28, 1878, leaving five sons that survived to manhood. Census records reveal that Albert had remarried and was still living in Titus County in 1880, but nothing more about this marriage has been discovered. By 1881, Albert had returned to Alabama and had married Nancy Caroline Reynolds on August 10th of that year. Nancy Caroline, born October 2, 1861, was the daughter of John and Phoebe Story Reynolds and was the niece of Albert's first wife. The couple returned to Titus County, Texas and lived there until Albert's death on April 8, 1909. He and his first wife, Nancy B., are buried in the Concord Baptist Church Cemetery, a Texas Memorial Landmark, in Morris County, as well as their sons Willie, Jess and his wife, Elizabeth the Unknown, Gus and his wife, Leslie Bell Davis, David Lee and his wife, Fanny Taylor, and many of all their family members. The stones in the Concord Cemetery are good testimonials not only to the Brown Reynolds families who came to Texas in the latter part of the 19th century but also to other families who migrated from northern Alabama about the same time. However, two sons and their families are not buried there. The oldest son, John H. Brown and his wife, Tempe Johnson, as well as Albert's third wife, Nancy Caroline, are buried in the Cookeville, Texas Cemetery. The third son of the family, Arthur G. and his wife, Flora Reynolds are buried in the Nakona, Texas Cemetery. Truly, the Brown Reynolds families have been doubly interlinked for many, many years.